Welcome to Living Brightly. I'm your host, Paige Schmidt. This podcast is dedicated to women who aspire to co-create a bright and purposeful life with God. Here, we'll have conversations and share stories about what it means to live brightly as women who are unconditionally loved by God. So let's dive right in and embark on this transformative journey together. Hello, welcome to another episode. I just got back from another walk. It was so nice. It's been such a beautiful slash stormy slash raining and thunderstormy month here in Arkansas and windy, but I am loving it. It's also starting to get more humid. And as some of you know, I grew up in California. Marco and I lived in Reno, Nevada for a couple of years. And now we live in the Bentonville, Arkansas area. And so I've never experienced this southern weather before, but I have to say, so far, I much prefer humidity over dry heat. I felt like in the dry heat, my skin was drying out and everything felt like it was cracking. And here, like, everything feels like well nourished and my skin feels hydrated. And you guys, the trees and the grass and everything green that is growing, I feel like I live in a lush green rainforest and I am just loving it. So I have been walking like crazy and I just feel so good, so happy being outside, seeing all of this like spring life burst forth from the earth. That's what it feels like. And it's felt so great. So today I'm bringing you part two of the last episode that we did, which was Inside Out Growth. And you guys, the reason this is a two-part episode is because the last time I recorded it, I must have hit the mute button on my mic halfway through. And so the second half didn't get recorded, but I was thankful the first half did. And so if you haven't listened to part one of Inside Out Growth, you don't need to listen to them in order, but go ahead and make sure you listen to that one too, which was episode 125, and this is 126. So as we talk about inside out growth, the most important piece that I want to focus on is inviting Christ to be central in your life. When you invite Jesus into the center of your heart, the center of your marriage, the center of your finances, the center of your body image, the center of your business, the center of motherhood, those things become different and the conversation around them becomes different. When you're sitting down with your spouse, for example, and you're having a disagreement or you're feeling disconnected and you invite Jesus into the center of that conversation, and it's like you're in a relationship with it's you, your husband, and God, and you're all sitting there on the same side of the coffee table and you put the problem on the coffee table in front of you and you're addressing the problem together. You're asking, how can we move closer to each other and to God in this moment? The conversation is different. Same thing when you're talking about money. Same thing when you're working on your body image. Same thing when you're thinking about the kind of parent you want to be. Same thing when you're just thinking about the woman you want to be. Things change when you invite Christ into the center of the conversation. One thing I've been talking with a lot of women about, a lot of clients about this week is how I've described it that I literally said to someone, I said, I think my coaching is like opposite coaching. It's like opposite of what most coaches are teaching and preaching. It's like less self-focused and more others-focused. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had this week where women are sharing that they have anxiety. And then when I ask them what they're having anxiety about, it's about themselves. It's about uncertainty about their future. It's about uncertainty about outcomes that they are feeling attached to. And don't we all get this way sometimes? I had a moment just this week where I feel like I was PMSing. I was feeling very inwardly focused and I was just like getting myself more and more and more worked up. And then I had a moment as I was having just quiet sitting on the porch where I realized, oh, I have been going so inward today, and all of my thoughts this morning have been about me, and it's causing me to feel more and more anxious, right? There was a quote that I put on my Instagram recently that talked about like when no one is around to test your preferences or to frustrate your preferences, that is tested holiness. Like when you're just feeling great, but there's no one around to frustrate your preferences, that's easy. It's when we have people like our spouse that's in our lives every single day, or we have our kids in our lives, or we have people in our lives who are there to frustrate our preferences, right? It's not maybe exactly the way that we would do things. It's not exactly according to our timeline, our time management, our organization, our ideal, whatever it is. And our preferences are being frustrated, but we are still able to, in those moments, then slow down and be loving, be curious about someone else. I give my clients the example, like imagine if you're holding a flashlight to your chest. Imagine you have a flashlight in your hands right now and you're holding it to your chest and you're pointing the light at yourself right now. This is inward focus. And when I talk about inside out growth, I'm not talking about this inward self focus. I'm talking about knowing Jesus more and letting his light shine through you. So you're not going in and trying to turn on your own light and trying to make yourself patient by your own standards and efforts. You are inviting Jesus in. You're saying, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, I'm giving you permission to transform me from the inside out. Renew my mind. Align my heart with your will, your desires. Put your desires in my mind. Put your desires in my heart. Put your thoughts, put the things you care about in my heart. Renew me. Make me love the things that you love. Help me to be forgiving. Help me to be serving. Help me to be loving. Help me to find so much joy in these things. And I'm not talking about never stopping, never taking a break. I'm not talking about living this overwhelming life where you're overcommitting to everything. No, you have to know yourself too. You have to know where that balance is, right? Like where you feel the best, where you feel rested and more able to be patient and loving and kind. If you think about Jesus and his story, if you've ever watched The Chosen and really seen like the Bible played, you know, live, if you haven't, download The Chosen app on your phone or your iPad and start watching. It is so good. And you just have to get through like the first episode or two, and then you'll be hooked into the story. For me, the first episode started out feeling really slow. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it. But once I got through that first episode and into the second, I just could not stop watching. And now I cannot wait until they release season 4 and I get to watch that. It is so cool to see all these Bible stories like played out. So the Chosen is a TV show, it's a series, and it's all these Bible stories played out, you know, out loud, live. And one of my favorite things about it is the compassion that is shown in the character of Jesus in this show, just the compassion. But also, you'll see he worked, he served, he loved, he was completely submitted to the will of God. His days were directed by God's will, his timing was directed by God's will, and he did, he served, he loved. When people would come, you know, he'd be on his way somewhere and someone would come up to him and he would stop and pay attention to them. That's something I've been focused on in my own life recently is if I'm on my way somewhere, I'm on a walk, I've got something to do, but somebody stops and wants to talk. I've been practicing just laying down my own will. I've been praying every morning, God, you ordain this day, right? You help me. You use me to accomplish your purposes today. Help me submit to that. Help me slow down. Help me surrender. And you bring me the conversations and the people that you want to place in my path and that I can love, right? And he has so done that and he's blessed me in it. So recently, one of those slow down moments was with a neighbor and we slowed down, we went over, we hung out, we were outside. It was so wonderful. And my neighbor's husband like picked Sayla up. She was sitting on his lap and he started telling her all these stories and she was just laughing and asking to hear the stories again. And it was like, while I was trying to do the thing that I felt God had called me to do, which is slow down and talk to people and be with them and love them and just be with them, like hopefully like bring some joy, right? And some presence and some listening. I love listening. So why not give it out as much as I can, right? In that, in what I was trying to be obedient to, God was just blessing me, back like crazy, seeing my daughter sit with this neighbor and be told all these funny stories that were just making her laugh. And in that moment, I was like, God, when you specifically called us to this place in Arkansas, and specifically to this house, we looked at like 25 other houses, and there were many reasons to choose other houses at different points, but our hearts were so glued here to this house. It was like the house that when we saw it on video, I cried. I literally cried. And I just loved it. I felt so at home immediately. And of course, it's a beautiful home, but there was something more than that. I just felt so like this is where we were supposed to be. And my hearts kept feeling drawn back to this house. And I remember saying to God, I'm not sure why this house is so much on our heart and you want us here, but I trust that we'll know it once we get there. And recently that moment of our neighbor telling Selah stories and our neighbor sharing like how much joy Selah has brought to their lives, it was just this like full circle moment of, God, you're showing me why you brought us exactly to this place, like this area, yes, but also this neighborhood, this street, this house with these neighbors. And it was just so special, so sweet. And that's what following Jesus can look like. Like, he just brings things full circle when we follow him. And so inside out growth, and I'm kind of going all over the place here, but I want to share these stories with you. Inside out growth is knowing Jesus more, bringing him into the center of the areas that you want to grow, and asking him for his peace. He says in scripture that the peace he gives is not like the peace that the world gives. And he reminded me of that the other day as I was on a walk. And I literally started to cry because I was just so thankful for that. I want you to think about the peace that you get from the world or the joy that you get from the world. And it is so fleeting. It ebbs and flows. It comes and goes. There's so much consumerism. There's so much confusion. There's so much pressure to show up a certain way, to run your business a certain way, to have certain goals, to care about certain things. And there's so much striving and achievement status. And when you bring God into the center of whatever you're doing, that all just dissipates. It all just goes away and you get his peace immediately. And it's like you let go, you detach from your own outcomes, your own story, and you embrace his, the story that he wants to write in your life, that day, that season, whatever it is. And that is inside out growth. Instead of choosing all these things from the outside of here's all the ways that I am insistent on growing, and here's how I should be, and here's how I should look, and here's how my marriage should look. Instead, you're just committed to this inside out growth, to inviting Jesus in and saying yes to him. I always say in coaching, God is the ultimate coach. I'm the facilitator, the encourager. I'm the one that gets to come alongside you and walk with you and remind you of God's goodness and help you to submit your mind to him, help you to ask him to renew your mind, right? And he does this growth through you. In Galatians is a great thing to read. If you just want to go to the Bible app in your phone or go to the App Store and download the Holy Bible app, you just type in YouVersion. You can download it. You can go to the chapter of Galatians. I have the ESV Bible in front of me. I love ESV or NIV. Sometimes I'll pop back and forth between that and the Message just to hear different versions and really understand what I'm reading. But you can have Galatians, all of Galatians, the whole book of Galatians, read to you. And it's so much about this and what we are talking about. In Galatians 5, it talks about, for freedom, Christ has set us free. So because he set us free for freedom, to be free, we can stand firm. It says, do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Do not submit to things. Do not get yourself caught up in things that enslave you. So what are the things in your life that feel like they enslave you? Is it a diet? Is it trying to force your spouse to change and be a certain way that you think they should be, or they should do things a certain way. They should load the dishwasher a certain way. They should rest or not rest a certain way. They should help or not help in a certain way. And you're so attached to them needing to be this one way that you feel enslaved. Like, you can't just be free and enjoy your marriage. You can't just be free and enjoy loving and nourishing and taking care of your body. I have a mentor who says to me, I love food and I love my body too much to abuse it. And I've always loved that from her, because it's coming just so deeply from a place of love, a love for God, a love for food, an appreciation for food, a love for her body, and a deep appreciation for her body and wanting to care for her body and do things that bring her body joy and bring her body nourishment. It's the same thing for motherhood. What is enslaving you around motherhood? What do you feel so attached to that it's causing you to be tense and not to enjoy, not to have fun, not to relax into the beauty and the fun and the joy of motherhood? Are you enslaved to your house needing to look a certain way? And don't get me wrong, as I say this, I am so someone who thrives when my house is clean and organized and there's a minimal amount of things on the counter. But that's why I choose a life that is clutter-free. So it's more naturally clutter-free. Things naturally go back in their place so that I'm not always having to spend time cleaning up and over-cleaning and over-straightening. And as Julia said in episode 111 of Christian Minimalism, which was so good, she said, not being a stuff manager, right? So it's not being enslaved by your stuff. So what right now in your life are you feeling enslaved by? You're feeling like you're not free, and it's stunting your growth, because quite frankly, when you're enslaved by something, it's all you can think about. And you're just repeatedly trying to fix that area over and over and over and over again. And you're not actually moving forward. You're just obsessing over how things should be and look different. And it's not growth. It's overthinking. It's obsession. It's not feeling good. It's not producing in you the fruit of the Spirit. It says, for freedom, Christ has set us free, which is another reason why you invite Christ into those areas. You ask him to transform you. He does a transforming work from the inside out, right? So many times in Galatians, we're taught about love and serving one another. And listen, we are just not taught this in the world anymore, right? And Jesus also rested. Oh, I think that's what I was getting at earlier that I didn't say. Jesus would submit his will and his day to God, and he would rest. He rested so well, right? He went out into the wilderness for 40 days, solo, rested. He rested so well. So actually, in Live Brightly right now, we're talking about pillar 6. We're going through 7 pillars. We're going to go through them again pretty soon. So if you're curious about that, reach out to me, paige@paigeschmidt.com. Send me an email, ask me. But we're on pillar 6 right now, which is rest. And we're talking about how when we rest, we're giving ourselves a chance to see how God works. So a couple years ago, I started embracing a little bit more of like a Sabbath mentality. Sometimes that's like all day Sunday. Sometimes it shows up in different ways, and I take like little Sabbath breaks through the day. But I always am reminding myself, like, I need to do this rest, one, for my body, and to love myself and to help myself be in a place where I can trust God to work through me, and I can trust him with the outcomes of my life, and I'm not trying to do it all on my own. So I need to rest, one, to remind me that he is in control, two, to really love and take care of myself, this body that he's given me, this life that he's given me, to be a good steward of it, right? And my favorite thing to remind myself of when I'm resting is I'm resting so I can see God working, like, so that I can know it's not all up to me. And I love that. So rest. We need rest. When we walk by the Spirit, in Galatians 5, it says walk by the Spirit, Galatians 5, 16. But I say walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, right? For these things are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Now, can I just share that the longer I follow Jesus, the more I realize that all of the things that he wants for us and all of the ways that God directs us are for our good. They are for peace and ease, and his burden is light, and they are to set us free and to not enslave us. There's so many things that the world will tell you are good and okay and trendy and popular and all the things that are actually enslaving you, right? The world wants you to consume and to have your life look a certain way and for you to diet down. Like, diet culture is like at an all-time high again right now, right? And I'm not opposed to taking care of your body. I am all for taking care of your body, loving yourself so well, appreciating yourself so well, bringing God into it with you, asking him to renew you, asking him to teach you what feels good for you. Like, what is a way of eating for you that allows you to feel so free, so present, so thankful toward him, so thankful toward your family, so feeling good in your body, right? But not from a way that makes you feel enslaved. There are so many ways of the world that I can see, I can look at over time that I'm like, wow, God, like, that's why you call us not to do those things, because they enslave us. They don't amount to peace and joy and patience and love and kindness and self-control and gentleness, right? They amount to disaster. Like, these things just blow up. They amount to going deeper into depression, unhappiness, uncertainty, confusion, darkness, like so many things of the world. And so the longer I follow God, the more grateful I am that the things he calls us to are so life-giving. The longer I follow him, the more I trust that he knows best. And that when he calls us to focus on things that are good and pure and noble, and to be kind and to love others and to serve them and to forgive people, that all of these things are so life-giving. So all of this was from the heart today. I didn't have any notes in front of me. I prayed before this that God would speak to each of you individually through these messages, that you would hear what you needed to hear today. So if you're still listening, I hope that he spoke to you and encouraged you in exactly the way that you needed today. If you need more encouragement, go read Galatians 5. You can listen to it. Again, go to the App Store, type in YouVersion, download the Bible app, listen. You know, if you've never read it before, start in the New Testament. Start reading maybe Mark or Matthew or John. Start with one of the Gospels. Read Galatians. And just hear me. Keep this in the back of your mind, this thing that I've shared today, that the longer I follow God, the more that I see that everything that he wants for us, everything he's laid out for us, is for our good. That's why in Live Brightly, we say that we're cultivating a community of women who are saying yes to God. We're saying yes to him bringing out his very best in us. We're saying yes to his goodness. We're saying yes to obeying him and living in his best yes for us. We're saying yes to him. And that's my focus for all of May, is yes, God. I want to say yes to inviting you into every area, asking you to transform every area. And remember what we talked about at the beginning of this episode, how things change. The conversation out loud and in your mind changes when you invite Christ into it. So you say, hey, God, I'm working on my budget today. Come and be with me as I do this. Show me where you want my money to go. Show me what brings me the most joy. Show me what is actually satisfying. And by the way, anytime I do this with a client, they say things like, when I'm laying on the couch at night with my daughter and I'm rubbing my hands, weaving my hands through her hair, when I'm having the morning cup of coffee, when I'm outside on a walk, when I'm outside with my kid and I'm watching them play in a fountain, when I'm sitting on the front porch with my husband and we're holding hands and we're laughing. Those are the things that bring us joy, not 18 trips to Target and Home Goods and every time we go buying all these little trinkets that we don't need that have us overspend, have us feel enslaved, have us feel so attached to needing more and more and more, but never yet being satisfied by it. Those things are not life-giving. So when you invite God in, he teaches you a different way. He teaches you what actually is important, what brings you peace. If you need help with this, if you want a mentor, a coach to walk alongside you, I would love to be that for you. My six-month program is 6 months of hands-on daily support. We have a session every other week where we deep dive into stuff. We set some action steps. And then you have daily support on Voxer from me to walk through these things with, to help you find what truly satisfies you, to walk in the way of joy, to walk by the Spirit, to ask God for his will, to help you get this flashlight, this focus off of yourself. By the way, I don't know if I shared the rest of that at the beginning of this, but that flashlight pointed at yourself is you're highlighting everything about you. You're getting self-consumed on yourself, your own future, your own plans, and it's causing you to feel anxious. You want to visually take that flashlight and shine the light out on to others and be curious about others. Love them, serve them, ask them how they're doing. Be genuinely curious. Be interested in what they love. Be interested in doing things that delight them, that support them. I promise you, it feels so much better than always going inward on you and what needs to be fixed about you and what is wrong with you and how you could be better. That is just not the way to experience personal growth with God. Personal growth with God is inside out growth, inviting him in so that he can transform you from the inside out. Thanks for tuning in. If you desire support and community in your journey to living your bright life, come join us in Live Brightly, a transformative space that combines coaching and community, specifically designed for women who are ready to co-create a bright and purposeful life with God. Together, we'll explore the depths of his love and uncover the radiant potential within you. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to live a life that lights up the world around you. Join Live Brightly today at paigeschmidt.com/livebrightly. We'll see you there.